What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to All the Smoke, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio in partnership with Showtime.
We're back with fan questions this week. Let's get to it. Starting off, OG-based noodles. How do you guys think Kevin Garnett's draft stock would have fared if he stayed 1 year in college and entered the draft in 96?
It wouldn't have been no different. He'd still been Hall of Fame. He would have still been dominant. He would have still been, I think it would probably have been worse for him because some of those guys were just talented that they needed to go to the league. It wasn't no, you know, it wasn't an option. I mean, it was an option, but it wasn't necessary. Kobe, KG, like those guys, It was meant for them to go straight to the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he would have went, played 1 year in college, he possibly could have been the number one pick.
But I think he could have got hurt.
Could have got hurt, but I don't think it would have changed the trajectory of his career. The 96 draft, with the number one pick was AI, so that would have been hard to say anyway. But, I mean, everything worked out for a reason. He was meant to go straight to the league and straight to the Hall of Fame, and that's what he did.
SJC 4401, if Klay comes back healthy, are the Warriors the favorite to come out the West?
I think the Warriors are favored to come out the West regardless of Klay. The way they're playing, their chemistry, they got a lot of young depth. I think the keys to their team in the past was their bench. They brought Iguodala back to lead that bench, but it's going to be full of young, talented kids that know how to play basketball. So I think Klay coming back is just cherry on top.
Ditto.
Ditto. It's underscore elite. Stack and Matt, if you guys could have chose one point guard to play with in your career, who would it have been and why?
Well, the only point is 2 point guards that I wish I could have played with that I never had a chance to. It's Darren Williams and Kyrie Irving. I played with Steph, Stephon Marbury, and Baron Davis, so I got lucky still. But if I could have, it would have been those two.
But I played with Steve Nash, Baron, Steph, CP3. If I could have played with 1 point guard, I would have played with LeBron James.
As an experienced vets, what is something that you think new players should learn or be told about that ends up hurting most rookies?
I mean, I think we've talked about this on the show. I just think there's a lack of veteran leadership in locker rooms. So, you know, whether they're playing or just giving young players game, just avoid pitfalls that come with this game. Because there's a lot, obviously, on the court, but there's even more off the court. And I think that, you know, it's almost the blind leading the blind now because these teams are so young with no veteran leadership. So I just think, you know, some advice would just be game on and off the court. Aaron Leverins, explain how good Dwight Howard was in Orlando. I think a lot of people forget the debate was him or LeBron.
Yeah, Dwight was big, was unbelievable, man. They swept us in the 1,000 shot in the playoffs, and Dwight was everything. We had nothing for him. That's how you know that 75 list shit is a whole bunch of people who've never even caught a pass from somebody on the basketball court before in their life. So, but he's definitely been a problem, and you're right. It was him or LeBron at that time.
Yeah, I got a chance to play with Dwight in his prime, and to me, it was the best security blanket I've ever played with, someone who completely protected the rim and the paint on both sides of the floor, can switch out on a guard and guard them, touch the top of the backboard, strong as ever. I think what fucked Dwight up is when he came to L.A. and rushed back when he had back issues and was never really the same. But it's crazy because I think we live in a society today where it's what have you done for me lately,
right,
when they don't look at the entire body of work. So Dwight definitely is one of the 75 greatest players of all time and is probably one of the most disrespected stars in the game. Don't Check Me 93. If y'all had an all-star comedy jam like Shaq, who are five comedians y'all would have on stage that night? That's a good question.
Oh, I'll start with Mike Epps, Cat Williams, Martin Lawrence, Cedric the Entertainer, and my fifth, Dave Chappelle.
Same list. We're going to be at the same
place. Killing with that one.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Get high and laugh the whole night.
What? Oh, great time. L Train underscore 32. Which teams are due for a trade to stay in the thick of things?
Ooh.
Huh. What's burning?
Good question. I don't know who's in, who needs to trade, but I wouldn't be surprised with, again, and this is tricky, but Golden State has so much great young talent now that they can definitely package up some young talent to get another star second half of the season. I don't know if they will, because like I said, their chemistry is so good and they're playing so well together, but they definitely could if they wanted to.
I actually think this team needs to make a move. The Clippers.
Why do you say that?
Because I don't think that they, I still think they're one piece away. You know, with Kawhi being hurt and not knowing, you know, what he's going to be this season, I think they can use another security blanket. Just my opinion.
That's what they pay you for. Carthy Keonts 95. If that's not your name, you got to clean that shit up so we can say it a little easier. Man Stack, any motivational halftime speeches by anyone in the locker room which entirely changed the game?
None that I can remember offhand, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not I can remember offhand, but I know it's been times, especially on the Golden State team, somebody that came in the locker room, this is bullshit! You know what I'm saying? Somebody came in and snapped us back, you know what I'm saying? Whether it was one of the coaches,
I think it's normally players that do that kind of shit. I remember an all-time great speech on Emmy Getting Sunday from Al Pacino. Mm-hmm. That shit was hard.
And I remember the speech from Gene Hackman on Hoosiers.
Okay.
Get your shit together.
Those are legendary.
Yeah.
But as far as my career, I don't recall a coach kind of changing the move, because to me, most of the time, it's on us.
And I'm checking my phone at halftime.
True.
Last fan question at Langan.Jeremy. I've tripled these names. Better defense, Rodman or Artest prime years?
Fuck.
I can answer that.
I'm gonna have to go Ron.
I'm confident. But answer that.
I'm gonna have to go Ron.
Dennis was definitely the better rebounder. But defender, it's not even close. Ron guarding 1 through 5.
But so was Rodman early. Remember, Rodman was guarding Magic, then he was also guarding the centers. Like,
okay, he was guarding Magic. Magic 6'9". Ron was guarding guards, small guards.
Yeah.
Rip Hamilton chasing them off screens. I don't think Dennis Rodman could have done that.
No, I agree.
But Rodman, better rebounder by far.
Rodman was a great, great player on the defensive end. But to me, I don't think I've ever seen anybody like Ron Artest on the defensive end from a guard position. I mean, Tony Allen is another great wing defender. But as far as Ron, his strength, how strong his hands are, how fast his hands are. And then once you got by him, it's still not over.
Right.
He's coming from behind, paws to get you and take that ball. So I would definitely say two greats, but I'm going to have to go with Artest.
Just imagine Gary Payton at 6'8", 280.
Right, and doesn't eat nothing but grass and nuts and leaves, and doesn't lift weights, he just uses bands.
That's it.
One of the greats.
And works at Best Buy during the season.
Well, appreciate your fan questions, man. Keep sending them, we'll keep answering them, and y'all stay tuned. All the smoke.
This is All the Smoke, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio. In partnership with Showtime.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.